to the Flax Farm podcast. We're all here today. We've got some exciting topics to talk about. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
So, today's topics we have for this podcast.
Flax Farm for the digestion and how to improve the digestion.
Look at that.
With flax.
There's your intro. So, Claire, flax seeds and digestion. Why?
Because it replaces the things that we should have in our diet that we don't have in our diet. The processed foods that we all tend to have, and everything tends to be more refined. The vegetables we have are more soft and succulent. But what we don't get is real fibre. And there's very few of the foods that we now have real fibre in. And we're still related to all the apes and things like that. We lived off a far more fibrous diet than we have now. And it seems to be very beneficial to all aspects of gut health.
Fibre, Claire.
Fibre.
So everywhere we go, quick Google search will reveal that we all need more fibre in our diet. You mentioned, you know, where we've evolved from. So what makes flaxseed so good for fibre?
It works. And the reason it works, we probably don't know, because when you compare it to other things that are like chia, which ostensibly is very similar profile, flax just seems to work so much better. And I think it's probably because there's a lot of different sorts of soluble fibre, and the soluble fibre feeds the good bacteria in your gut. And there are lots of different sorts of soluble fibre, but the ones in linseed just seem to really work. It lubricates the gut, it soothes the gut, and it feeds the good bacteria. The good bacteria then create more bulk, and we're always told that we ought to have bulk, but it tends to be a nice soft bulk, which tends to make stools nice and soft and easy to pass. And then the other bit about it that's good is there's a lot of insoluble fibre, and that just adds to the sort of general debris that goes through your gut, that you need to have stuff in there and you can guarantee it is in there. But it's also very benign. So whereas wheat bran goes through your gut like little scouring pads and irritates it and upsets it, and it doesn't actually grow much because it doesn't really feed the good bacteria. But the linseed actually, first of all, the insoluble fibres soaks up water, which makes it nice and moist and comfortable and keeps that lubrication going. And then the soluble fibre then feeds the good bacteria, and you get extra bulk from that. So what goes in comes out four times as much, but in a good way. So it's sort of soft and comfortable and lubricated. And for some reason, it just seems to have a really good relationship with your gut.
So we've got this bulking up thing going on. I like the idea of bran as a scouring pad.
Nice, and that's why so many people have got IBS, and God knows what.
Oh, we're going to come on to IBS in a second. That's really interesting. So thinking of bran as a scouring pad, and as flax as the nice, soluble,
soft, soothing.
I like that.
Lubricating.
We can soothe our bowels by using flax, which is really quite interesting.
You see, it's all a mystery to me as to why so many people have a problem with it. But then,
well, it would be to you, Claire.
20 years on, if I'd had a problem, I'd have forgotten it by now.
That's really interesting.
I have to tell you one of the quotes from one of the ladies at Borough Market, who was
one of my customers.
And she was trying to explain to her friend why she used to buy the porridge and was completely addicted to the flax farm linseed flax porridge. And flax and linseed, by the way, are the same thing. And she was trying to explain, and she said, well, she said, it just makes you feel so clean inside, and then sort of did a movement around that sort of lower regions.
So we're getting to the point where we're talking about the fact that it really helps you poo, doesn't it?
Well, that was the last question for the day.
But nicely, the right way.
Yeah.
Quickly.
And very important.
So we've got this far. So a bran is a scouring pad for your stomach, but flax is nice and cleansing. So if you're looking to have a clean insides, then what you need is more flax. So which is also quite interesting. But just going back to what you said earlier,
Get onto omega-3 as well, because that's important.
Okay, going back to this thing about the gut bacteria. So most people are vaguely aware that they have bacteria working inside them, which helps their digestion.
A little
bit about how flaxseed helps with that. What's the mechanism? What's going on inside? How does flax help the gut biome?
Well, it seems to feed the gut bacteria that we don't actually seem to be feeding on a normal, you know, over-refined diet. And even when we try and eat properly, and most people try and go out and eat properly and they try to buy the good foods. But in actual fact, selective breeding by farmers and various other mechanisms. They've changed what we eat. They take the fibre out. And so we're putting fibre in that should be in there. But another thing that linseed does, and that has been very noticeable to me and various other people we've had working here, people who have been eating a lot of flax actually notice that you tend not to wee so much. So you don't have a cup of coffee and desperately need a wee immediately afterwards.
Okay,
so it's a sign that this lovely soluble fibre, which is really gloopy, and it's like porridge but sort of thicker gloop, much better, very superior gloop in linseed, it absorbs water and makes a jelly. So the water goes into it when it's cold, when it's unheated, and it makes this gloopy jelly consistency. It's all sort of quite lubricating and slimy and in a nice way. And I think one of the things that's happening is that that is actually diluting a lot of the food that you've got going through. And I think we're designed to have, it seems that the gut works very well with this, and we notice that we don't need to have drink, we don't need to wee so often. But I also noticed that when I used to go to the gym a lot, I was the only person that didn't take bottles out on a sort of 10-mile run. I didn't take a bottle of to do two circuits classes in a row. I didn't even bother to drink. So I didn't need it. So it's actually hydrating your gut, and it's
really
keeping hydration in your gut,
yeah.
And that is actually slow-release hydration for the rest of the body. This is keeping your gut wall healthier, because everything's all dried out in there from a very early point, you know, early on in the bowel, and you haven't possibly got enough water going through the rest of it at the right speed, then you're going to dry things out. Various things are going to work too quickly. Various other things aren't going to work as well as they should, because they're not as wet as they should. This is something that nobody's really looking into.
Yeah, absolutely. No, yeah. So what you're saying is that the use of flaxseed...
Ground flaxseed.
Actually retains the moisture, but
yes.
It retains the moisture in the right places,
yeah.
Rather than ending up in your bladder, which is where it's weeded out. That's really interesting. See, I've learned something today,
yeah.
Which is, and Lee as well. Lee's
yeah,
learned
absolutely.
Something today. No, that's really interesting. Flaxseed, guys, is ground flaxseed is the way to go in order for you to wee less, I guess, is
well,
the answer to that.
It does seem to keep the water where it should be, yes.
Keeping
and
water where it should be.
And how much should you be taking a day, Claire? I mean, can you take...
How do you use
not
it?
Enough or too much?
Generally, we recommend a couple of heaped tablespoons and to weigh it out and aim for about 25 grams a day. And that could be a bowl of porridge in the morning and maybe something with a bit of linseed later in the day.
Right.
And I'm sure the people who are sort of listening to this are people who are actually interested in getting something working better that's a bit slow going through, or people who are having going to the loo far too much. Linseed or flaxseed works by normalising the digestion. So we're actually doing things the way it should work.
So if you've never used it before, would you suggest starting off slowly?
If
you're just introducing it to your diet.
If you're somebody who is prone to having a slow transit, as they say, to delicately put it, I'd go, no, whop into a couple of tablespoons twice a day, drink an extra couple of glasses of water just to ensure you're getting enough liquid going through at the same time. And it'll work fine. So you're looking at about 45 grams a day. It sounds a lot, but in actual fact, it dissolves into things like yogurts or drinks or smoothies or baked beans or whatever you want to put it in. So it works fine. You can make crackers, whatever.
Lovely.
If you're somebody who is of the sensitive digestion and you're somebody that worries about what you eat in case it's going to cause you upsets and rushing to the loo problems and all those sort of things, then I always suggest that you start off in a really slow way. So start with half a teaspoon a day, because half a teaspoon isn't enough to worry anybody, and it isn't enough to worry your gut. Just
right.
Let it, you know, absorb it, take it on board. And as you then start using it, you're actually feeding up the good bacteria that are in there, and they're going to be the ones that help you to digest it when it comes in. But if you change your gut flora very rapidly, your gut will actually have a meltdown. Now, we don't know all the reasons why it happens, but very often if you change food very rapidly, you change your gut flora very rapidly, the gut will have a meltdown just because it's worried about the change.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So do it slowly and you'll just get used to it and everything will work nicely.
Right.
So let's,
and then go up to 2 tablespoons a day.
So let's move on to the which was going to be the last question for today, this issue about IBS. so that we're obviously trying to manage the way our own bodies work, and flax can help us with that. You mentioned about sensitivities and needing to rush to the loo, an IBS symptom. So how would flax interact with that? How would flaxseed work with that?
A, it works. That's one thing. What everybody's IBS is different. Some people's IBS is actually a sort of intermittent constipation thing, where your gut then gets fed up with you being constipated, and then it goes into meltdown because it doesn't like you being constipated in one place, and that can upset it. So we're actually getting things moving through at the right speed, chug, 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 nicely, more regular, go to the loop maybe once, twice a day. Mm-hmm. Well, at least once a day, maybe twice, even three times a day, who cares? It's working, it's chugging on through just the way nature intended, and really is what your body wants to do. It wants to go to the loo when it should. And then the other thing is that you've got omega-3 going on in linseed. And omega-3 is very scarce in our diet. And it's an essential fat that we need to have more of. We're all really bordering on being omega-3 deficient in the UK and America for that matter. And without omega-3, various systems in the body tend not to work as well as they should, so the various messages in the body don't get through. So it's a message to actually maybe switch on your peristalsis or switch off a digestion, the lubrication in the gut or a enzyme in the gut or whatever.
Yep.
These are all being called for by the process of digestion. If it isn't got enough omega-3, what tends to happen is things either get switched on or switched off and don't recognise the calls to change the mechanism. This is all making sense, hopefully. More omega-3, it works more like a well-oiled sewing machine. And it also, omega-3 feeds a gut flora that actually you change the gut flora by having omega-3, because there's gut flora that actually like to have omega-3. It's another way of sort of boosting your gut flora to make sure you've got a better profile of gut flora, because really, if you're a wild person and, our ancestors used to eat omega-3, they used to get it in far better quantities than we do now. So, we ought to be getting. The other side of it is that omega-3 is going to make your gut wall, your digestive enzymes and all that sort of thing actually work better for you. So, and in addition to making it work better, you're also calming things down, because omega-3 is the calming down anti-inflammatory fat, and it produces anti-inflammatory hormones in the body. And IBS is inflammatory bowel disease, and you're wanting to calm this inflammation down. So rather than having your inflammation happening, you want a gut that's actually coping rather than flaring up. And that's what
that's interesting. Absolutely, yeah.
And so apart from the ground linseed, if you're not sure what to do with ground linseed, are there other ways that we can get flaxseed into the diet, or flax?
Anyone who's got issues with flax will always start with ground flax in a small way, unless you've got a very, 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 very sensitive digestion. However, the linseed porridge, flax porridge, is a brilliant way of getting a really good helping. We've also got flax jacks, which give you a really good helping. And we've got a lot of people who buy flax jacks that we find out.
Like a treat, really.
Well, they think they're a treat, and they've been buying them for years. And we find that, yes, they love them, but it's what keeps them going to the loo. Mm. Just a flax jack a day. And we used to give my nephew.
Hang on a second. So what we're saying here is we make something that's nice to eat that also helps you go to the loo. It's amazing, isn't it?
And gives you omega-3.
And gives you omega-3. And it's far too cheap, really.
Claire would say that. Isn't a sales pitch, by the way. This is the Flax Farm podcast.
And for people who've got really manic, crazy, sensitive digestions, I would suggest that they started off on the oil for about a week or two, even a month, having 2-3 teaspoons of the oil, because everybody tolerates the oil really well. And just fold that into food like mashed potatoes, smoothies or yogurts or porridge. Once you've done that for a while, then what you want to do is to get whole linseeds, boil them in water to make a linseed tea. There are lots of recipes on the Flax Farm website. And the tea will start generating good gut flora for you. And stick with that for a week, a month, until that started to be really easily tolerated. And once you've gone through a good while of having first the oil and then the oil and the tea on a daily basis, then move on to a pinch of ground linseed added into that, and then up that until you can get to about 2 tablespoons. But just let your gut get used to the whole thing, and it's a good way of introducing it and getting the whole thing to calm down a bit.
Mm. So for those of you that don't know, listen to the podcast. If you take a bunch of flax seeds and let them soak in water, they produce a...
mucilage is the word.
Mucilage is the word I'm looking for. That's it. I'll be corrected by Claire on that, because she knows more about it than me. But it's it produces this mucilage, which is like a gloopy, soft textured substance, which is what is going on inside. Once that's inside your body, will go on to, as we said earlier, on to lubricate on all the works. But also this whole issue about fibre and, of course, the omega-3s, which starts to add considerable value.
Well, the trouble is that a lot of people, especially in this country, think of fibre as being the stringy bits in celery. And bran. Well, as we said, bran is scouring pads and really does very little for your gut for flora. And the other bits.
Sorry, we just had a power cut here, guys. We are on a farm, and the power's just gone.
We just found out why.
Because the lighting is obviously taken out of the power station.
We've just been wiped out.
So I think we should leave that. Unfortunately, the battery is working, so everything else is continuing to work.
Now, where would we got to something quite good there. Oh, what fibre is?
Scouring powder, yes.
Yeah, so our normal thought about what fibre is, and we look at, say, vegetables like celery or even cabbage or something like that, that, oh, it's all got so much fibre in it. But in actual fact, when you dry out a bit of celery or a bit of cabbage, there's very little left. There's almost nothing. And that your fibre is only a small part of what's left.
Absolutely,
of it.
Yeah.
So it shows you actually how little is going in, whereas the linseed is actually 30% fibre to start with, without any water in there. So you're not needing to dry it out.
So you only need a small quantity to get the same.
So a tablespoon of linseed, or a couple of tablespoons of linseed, is a really good source of fibre. Whereas a couple of tablespoons of cabbage is very little fibre, because it's only about 0.8% fibre, or something pathetic like that, whereas linseed's 30%. Now,
absolutely,
And also a lot of these other things don't actually absorb water, and they don't have the soluble fibre, so this is why linseed we're looking at is very superior, and it probably has got a very good profile of different sorts of soluble fibre.
Wonderful stuff. Okay, so on this podcast, we're going to be supporting with some more information via some blog posts and articles on the website. And so there's, once you've listened to the podcast, there'll be more to see there. But of course, always get in touch and speak to either Claire or Lee or anyone over here at Flax Farm, and they'll point you in the right direction if you're struggling to find out more about this. But I want to talk about poo. That's the last bit. Lee thought that was funny. So we're trying not
everyone
to be too.
So it's the small. Poo. It's a small boy coming out.
We're trying not to be too childish about this. So on the Flax Farm website, there is a link to the Bristol stool chart and a conversation about perfect poo. But Claire, so let's talk about bowel movements and flax oil.
Flaxseed, ground flaxseed, which is the number one thing, and it's recommended by lots of herbalists. In fact, most herbalists and nutritionists just go, "Oh, you've got a problem down there. Have some linseed, and that sort you out." It usually does, and it works on people of all ages. Is one of the other things, because it's gentle. It works with the body. It is good for people, small children. My nephew was a small child, was given flax jacks in order to get the flax into him to get him working.
Yep.
I've had elderly, mature ladies, 82 years old, one in particular, came and said, "I've tried everything. I've had hell all my life." And the next month she came back after having a packet of linseed, and she's almost in tears because she'd had so much grief for so long, and all it took to cure the problem was a bag of linseed.
That's amazing, though. But I would imagine with a lot of people, they're looking for medical solutions or pharmaceutical solutions to try and solve some of these problems.
Which actually is flogging a dead horse.
I was going to say, what we're doing is we're going to the root of the problem, we're solving it with natural solutions.
But actually, as far as poo should go, what should good poo be? Comfortable, regular, Something you don't really have moist. To think about.
Moist. Oh, sorry. I just my inner 7-year old. I just found that incredibly funny.
It shouldn't sorry. Be difficult. So
sorry, people.
I'll clarify. It shouldn't be difficult to pass. It shouldn't be painful. It shouldn't be difficult to pass, should it?
No, it should just happen. You know, yeah. When you need it. And in fact, there was one study done by the Irish Nursing Organisation. I think early 20-something or rather. And they found it was very good for a care home with elderly patients in it. And it worked better and cheaper than drugs. Mm. And people were having bowel movements more easily, but they also have fewer incontinence issues in that direction, because unfortunately that's something that comes with age if you don't get it right.
So there you go. So that's the perfect conversation. I'm sorry.
Well, you do have to check yourself out against the Bristol Food Chart. Check it out on a daily basis. Yeah, and I think you're meant to be around 3 or 4.
Well, this is the thing. So we're all laughing and joking aside. We're all guilty of not paying attention to some of this stuff. And it's not until we've got a problem that we start to pay attention to it. But as I said earlier on, waving goodbye to your poo might be a good idea, and then reference it against the poo chart, which is on the Flaxline website.
I must confess, I'd never had a problem in that direction at all. But when I actually started on linseed, it was like, oh my God, this is how it's meant to work. It was a whole order of magnitude better.
Yeah.
So we're solving all sorts of problems here today, guys. Okay, well, that's that. I've got no more to say for this issue of the podcast. Lee?
No, I think we've covered a lot of areas in great depth.
we have. Claire?
I could go on about it all day, but I think that's enough for
now. And on that bombshell, we'll save that for the next podcast. Thank you very much for listening, guys, and we'll see you all soon.